what's going to be the newest thing? What's going to be the latest thing? What's going to be the new impossible thing for the fitness profession? You're excited about being healthy, fit and strong. You want to help other people to do the same. However, you're not real keen to have just another gym or just another personal training studio or be just another personal trainer or to run just another group exercise class. So you're thinking, what can I do differently to everybody else? What's going to work? And the interesting thing, after very many years in the fitness profession, falling passionately in love with exercise at the age of 10, falling magically and excitingly in love with teaching group exercises at the age of 13, and then having done nothing else for my entire life and now over 50, except be excited about being healthy, fit and strong and helping other people to do the same, it's been really interesting to watch all the new things that have come into the fitness profession that when they were originally talked about, people said, that's impossible, that won't work, no one will ever do it. So I'm going to give you some classic examples. No one's ever going to have a personal trainer. Now, that was not even that long ago. People said, nobody's going to do personal training. It's too expensive. It's only for Americans. It's only for elite athletes. And nobody's going to pay to have somebody take them through their exercise program. Well, now not only do we have personal trainers, we've got personal training studios and chains of personal training studios, and there are personal trainers who are making literally hundreds and thousands of dollars every year, if not more, and personal training studios that are turning over $1, $3, $4, $5 million a year. So when somebody said personal training wasn't possible, they obviously didn't know that it was, but somebody believed that it was. They put their headspace there and they made personal training a reality. So what are you going to do that's completely different that nobody's ever done before that people might say today is impossible? Here's the next one. Nobody's ever going to have a 24-hour gym. It's not possible to have a gym that you just swipe yourself into. It's open 24 hours. There isn't always somebody on reception or there isn't always somebody there to look after the people. It's just equipment and people are going to swipe their card, walk into the gym, and the gym will be open 24 hours. I giggle as I say it because now not only is there a 24-hour gym on every corner, in some corners there's four 24-hour gyms, one on each part of the intersection, but all the gyms that were once not 24 hours have either become 24-hour swipe-in facilities or are seriously considering it, and now you would stand out from the crowd if you were not a 24-hour facility. So it's really interesting. If I go back 20 years and somebody said there's going to be 24-hour gyms and people are going to swipe themselves into a facility, it was impossible, it was never going to work and nobody was ever going to do it. And I've got a huge big smile on my face because I love it when people prove people wrong. I love it when somebody proves me wrong. I love it when I think, I don't think that's going to work, and people make it happen. It's really exciting. Now, here's the next one. After 23 years of teaching group exercise, and I'm one of those very unique people who learnt how to teach a group exercise with my own choreography so I can create choreography and teach a class. So along came this program called Les Mills, named after a person from a tiny little country in the world called New Zealand. And the suggestion was that people would do a class, exactly the same class for 6 to 8 weeks, to exactly the same music with exactly the same choreography, and it would be a successful class program. And when that was first discussed in the fitness profession, it was not just laughed at, people just arrogantly and obsessively argued that it was a ridiculous idea and it was never going to happen. And the beautiful thing about the whole Les Mills phenomenon, Les Mills International, the Les Mills gyms, the Les Mills programs, is that they are worldwide. People pay large amounts of money to use a program that somebody else has designed, and it's named after a man called Les Mills from a tiny little country called New Zealand. And that's happened in my lifetime. And when I see those three things happen, I just go, wow, this is really exciting. Now, the next one that blows my mind is boxing. as a woman, and as a woman who had a religious background, and as a woman who grew up where boxing was only for men, the thought of having boxing classes or being a woman who had anything to do with boxing, particularly from a fitness perspective, was just ridiculous. There was no way that boxing, in fact, it wasn't even a thought to argue, because it just wasn't even comprehended that boxing would be part of a fitness program, not just for women, but it just wouldn't happen. And I know that there have been boxing gyms for a very long time, but that's exactly what they were, boxing gyms, and you went to the boxing gym to learn how to box. So interestingly, on my wedding, or my honeymoon, the few days after my wedding, the K-man, my gorgeous husband, who was an Australian kickboxing champion, and he obviously is a great boxer and a taekwondo champion, suggested that I do some boxing. And I thought that was just ridiculous. I was 30 plus years of age and thought, why on earth would a woman start boxing? And even then, which is 20 years ago, there were no boxing classes, there were no boxing exercise facilities. Boxing was just something that blokes did to be aggressive. Well, now if you Google boxing from an exercise point of view, from a home exercise point of view, classes, huge classes, boot camps, and now personal training, where most personal training sessions have boxing in them, and it's become a normal part of an exercise program. Now, that's just in the last 20 to 30 years, those changes have happened. Imagine what's going to happen in the next 20, 30, 40, 50 years, now that we've got technology, now that we've got computers that we walk around with in our hand and strapped to our wrist. Imagine the advances that are going to happen in the way people exercise and what we do. Now, anatomy and physiology probably won't change in our lifetime. I don't think we're going to evolve, or the cardiovascular system or the muscular system will evolve in the next 50, 60, 70 years. But if you are now in the fitness profession and somebody said to you, you can't do that, that won't work, nobody's going to do that, it's not possible, please remember, imagine, be excited by the fact that there were no 24-hour gyms, there was no personal training, there was no boxing or boxing classes, there was no Les Mills programs, there was no Les Mills International, which is an exercise program that is literally worldwide. So whatever it is that you want to do, of course it's possible. Don't let anybody tell you that you can't do it. Can't is an offensive word. Can, just take the T off the end, is I can do it if I find a way, if I think about it, if I'm excited about it, if I really want to do it. So if you've got a new idea for a gym, a new idea for an exercise piece of equipment, a new idea for some kind of technological way for us to exercise, please don't let somebody tell you that it can't be done and it's not possible, because personal training exists, boxing classes exist, 24-hour gyms exist, pre-choreographed classes exist. They're a normal part of our life. And maybe in 10, 15, 20 years' time, your idea will be a normal part of people's life too.